bullet.
Did you ever hear that called a cartridge?
Yes, I've heard of it, uh-huh. Like I say, that's something else we didn't have any experience with, a gun. Mm-hmm.
Was that a fairly common word, though?
A cartridge?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it probably was with men who knew about guns.
Mm-hmm. And in talking about things that children like to play on, a plank that would be laid like over a trestle.
It would be a seesaw.
And did you ever see one that was a plank that was like anchored in the middle to a post or a stump, and it went, rather than going up and down, mm-hmm. it was a going around kind of a thing.
I don't think we had them in my childhood, huh?
You've never heard of, have you ever heard of a flying genie?
I've heard of it, but
oh,
I don't.
Oh, you have heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of it, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, one of those things that you tie a rope to a tree and make a seat on it.
Which is a swing.
And what would, I know you said you had gas. Do you know what people would carry coal in if they used coal in?
Yeah, they just have a coal bucket.
Oh, that's uh-huh. what they call it, a coal bucket. And, now, people that had stoves, what would run from the stove to the chimney?
You didn't even have one. Oh, you mean a cook stove or
yes,
a...
Yes, or, uh-huh.
Now, on a cook stove, you know, many of the things were not vented in
oh,
those days.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of any of the stoves that were
mm-hmm.
vented.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they even used rubber hose in those days, which, of
oh.
course, they're outlawed.
Yeah.
But I can remember seeing those. My dad always used copper. Probably knew
mm-hmm.
better than to use rubber, but they did.
Mm-hmm.
For one reason, they were easy to move around.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't realize they were dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But to a cook stove, now, I don't think they were ever vented.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what, a little small vehicle that had one wheel and two handles to carry heavy things in, like bricks and stuff.
Oh, like a wheelbarrow.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yes.
And did you ever, I know, like a rock that people would use to sharpen, like, instruments, tools and things with?
Yeah, that's not a flint, that's a whetstone.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you
mm-hmm.
never know.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever seen a big one that would be fixed, like, on a stand with a...
Now, that's a grindstone.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in talking about the very early times, people had to go to town, like in a wagon, and then after that, they could go in a...
Well, I suppose the buggies came next,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
possibly.
And then the next thing, of course, was...
I guess a car.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were talking about your car, and you might have to take it into the garage and put it on a rack ask them to, rather than say, would you check my oil, you might say, would you check the, let me put that another way, this maybe can, oh, another way I can put it, if you were baking something like cookies and to keep the stuff from sticking to the pan, you'd have to
grease it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ask you, if you were baking this yesterday, and I said, what did you do to your pan yesterday? And you say, well, yesterday I...
You mean the past tense of the same word,
yes,
greased,
yes.
Okay. Greased, yes.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
Greasy.
And if you had a door hinge that was squeaking, you'd say you have to...
Well, now, usually you'd oil a door hinge.
And what do you call what... they used to burn in lamps before they had electricity.
Of course, it was coal oil.
And
or kerosene.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Are those different?
You know, I don't know.
I don't know.
I really don't either.
Are they the same thing?
Maybe they are the same.
I don't know. I really don't know. And,
because we didn't have those either now, in my day. Mm-hmm. See, by that time they had electricity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, talking about on a modern day car, inside the tire is the inner
tube. Uh-huh.
And, if...